And welcome to the Sportscast, April 30th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And check out thesportscast.net for the latest on your sports news. NFL Draft 2019 is done. We've seen some winners. We see some losers. We've seen some surprising players going early and some players dropping really low in the draft. And to talk to us a little bit about that is Mr. Tyler Turner himself. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, dude?
Of course, you are. How you been?
Good. Sorry if I'm not dinner jack because I've been up since 4 this morning.
Oof. You're up early. Early shift. Obviously, you covered the NFL draft via Twitter, and of course, overall, what'd you think of it? Overall, were your expectations met?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not the draft I've been most. I mean, I covered it a lot, and you know, I follow every draft, so that's kind of moot. Yeah. But I would say it's like the draft I've most looked forward to because. You know, I don't know if it's myself, but I think I'd say a vast majority of people, you know, you like the big, sexy positions, especially like quarterback. You want the big-name quarterbacks. You want to see a team draft a potential franchise changer that can, you can hit at the quarterback position like, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Aaron Rodgers, and you got a franchise that's on a different level for a while, so... You know, those will always be the biggest drafts. But, yeah, other than that aspect missing, it was a good draft. Some great players were drafted, and, you know, some teams got better, and some teams maybe didn't do as much. And, you know, you never know with the draft, though, because you don't know how – I heard Colin Cowherd talking about it the day after. He works for Fox Sports, and he said the team that you might have thought lost ends up being the winner like 5 years down the road. So you just never know. So, yeah.
Let's go to the first. I mean, my thoughts were pretty we were kind of right for the first 10 picks. I think the biggest surprise for me was Daniel Jones going to the Giants.
Yeah, that one, yeah, it was. I didn't have Daniel Jones going in the first round. So, yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah, and of course, I guess the Giants are saying, okay, Eli Manning, I think your time is almost up. I'm not saying that Jones is going to start this year, but he may.
Yeah, he might. But the thing that surprised me was, I guess, he wouldn't have been my second or third choice. He was the fourth quarterback, in my opinion. But the fact that I didn't have the Giants drafting a quarterback in my mock draft. And then if you would have told me they did draft one, I would have said the other two guys. So it was surprising. Yep.
Yeah. You would have had Dwayne Haskins going to the Giants, right? If you had to pick a quarterback for them.
I actually had Drew Locke going second. Wow. But yeah, if you had said Locke or Haskins, I probably would have said Haskins. To the Giants, yes.
Also, speaking about the Broncos, people were thinking they were going to pick Haskins, but they went with Locke. Were you surprised with that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear a whole lot of Haskins for Broncos. I actually never did. I thought Cincinnati might draft Haskins. The Giants were also a possibility for Haskins. Then, of course, the Redskins, it's kind of known that if you fell to them, that that's who they're going to pick. But I actually never – do you heard Broncos for Haskins? I actually never heard that.
I was hearing it like a day or two before the draft. There was some rumor, speculation, but yeah.
Never heard that.
Yeah, obviously
– I always heard they liked Drew Locke, and I heard that's what they like, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that puts a little bit uncomfortable for Flacco. I don't know what he's thinking. I'm not sure if he's, you know, okay, my position is not safe here. You think that's what he's thinking?
No, not really. I mean, for one, they didn't even draft Locke. Sorry, I'm tired. They didn't even draft Locke in the first round. They didn't even draft him with the first pick in the second round. He was the third player they picked.
Yeah.
So even the fact that it lasted that long makes you think that they're not, they might, they obviously liked him enough to draft him in the second round, but if they didn't draft him with the 10th pick and they didn't draft him with their second pick, no, I wouldn't say. And another thing is quarterbacks look at, I mean, when you're in the NFL, when you're in any sort of big time, where's my headphones? Yeah, my headphones are. But when you're in the NFL or if you're in any time, you know, big time, like college football, or I mean, you can't be scared of competition. So, no, I think Locke, I mean, sorry, I'm tired. I think Locko is, oh, I don't think that bothered him really. I think more than anything, you know, yeah. But and then, yeah, like I said, they Locke didn't even get drafted until pick 42. So.
Looking at the first pick, Kyler Murray going to Cardinals. The next day, the Cardinals trade Josh Rosen to the Dolphins. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, they were going to trade him because I didn't see them. If they're going to draft Kyler Murray first, so just probably meant moving Josh Rosen. So I knew he was going to go somewhere. I predicted the Dolphins, actually, and that's where he went. So, yeah.
How do you look at Josh Rosen's career right now? Do you think... Okay, do you think he has a shot to be the franchise quarterback there, or do you think his future is not looking good?
I mean, they more than likely they traded for him and traded picks with in mind to give him the opportunity to be the starting quarterback. He played 1 year for a really bad team. I think it's too early to say. So.
And that's the thing that I've been talking about. I think people, you know, down here have been saying, well, Josh Rosen could tank for us for Tua. I mean, or do you think Josh Rosen will be?
Yeah, they could, but they. I think there's a distinct possibility that Miami doesn't draft quarterback now next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
And another thing is the tank for Tua. I love when people say that. What is like? Hey, Tua is maybe the favorite right now, but do not call me shocked if he's not the first guy drafted next year.
Who do you think will be projected to be drafted first next year?
Who do I think is going to be drafted first?
Yeah.
So I think if he becomes more consistent, I think Justin Herbert's better into it.
Some people are actually saying Jake Fromm is going to be up there.
I'm not seeing very many. I mean, Fromm is supposed to be up there, and he's predicted to be high. He's normally third. I mean, I've looked at a lot. I mean, I share them online a lot. But whether it be CBS Sports, 247, NFL.com, Draft Site, Draft Scout, I've looked at all of them. And as of right now, Tua is first. And, you know, like you can't deny the numbers. You know, he pretty much had a Heisman campaign that, I mean, Kyler beat him, but he had a Heisman-like season. Obviously, he didn't play great in the Georgia game. He didn't play great in the Clemson game. But for the most part, Tua had a very great year. So he is number one right now, but very close to Herbert. And Fromm's a pretty distant third. I wouldn't even say, as of today, if the draft happened, he wouldn't even be a third player pick. He'd probably be more like in the mid, like 15. Because there's other guys like Chase Young, the defensive end for Ohio State, people like him a lot. Walter Little, the tackle for Stanford, people like a lot. Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver for Alabama, people like a lot. Grant Vilpit, my gosh. the safety for LSU, people like a lot. And the thing about Fromm, he's a good quarterback, he's a good leader, he has good skills. He's not a phenomenal athlete. He has decent size, but he doesn't have great size. And he has a good arm, but he does not have a great arm.
It's good, so but it's not great. Correct.
Yeah, he's kind of good and not great at everything. No, I know. But the thing is, I think that probably holds him a little down. I'm telling you right now, the best overall talent is Herbert.
That's what we've been saying for the past 2 years.
Well, because if you go size, he's a much bigger man than Tua Tagovailoa. And I know they've been drafting smaller guys last year, and that's kind of the way they're going right now. But the thing is, at the end of the day, if you can get a good big man, it's always more than likely going to be better in the long term than a good little man. And if you look at the great quarterbacks, a lot of them were decently sized guys. This whole little thing of 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot guys. I mean, yeah, Drew Brees has been great. Russell Wilson has had a good career. But look at all the guys I can say that are 6'2 or above. I mean, Rodgers, Favre, Brady, Manning, Marino, Elway. I mean, you can just go on and on and on. Montana. So it's good that this little thing's gone and these dual threats. But I think at the end of the day, if you get a guy who's 6'6", 235 pounds, with a very good arm, you know, accurately, he's mobile. That guy is an elite prospect, and that's what Herbert is. The only thing is he's been inconsistent. He really did not have a great year at the end of last year. I think stuff got to his mind a little bit. His receivers are dropping passes. The offense broke down a little bit because they had some key losses on the offensive line. His tight end went down for the season. His starting left tackle went down. And I think stuff started getting his mind, and he just was not. He was like second guessing. He seemed to be a mental block. It wasn't physical. It was a mental block. And unfortunately, you can't do that in NFL. You're not going to be successful because you're playing against the best athletes in the world. So he needs to become more consistent. He needs to, when stuff breaks down, he can't break down mentally. He has to stay strong. You know, if guys drop the pass, just keep on throwing the pass. If you know, the offensive line maybe is not blocking up the far, you know, just make something happen. Show a little bit of off your position kind of quarterback, and that which makes a lot of ones great, like an Aaron Rodgers. Things break down, so they improvise and make plays. And that's what Herbert needs to be able to show on a higher level. But when it comes to just straight physical talent, yeah, I think he's the best quarterback. But
like we were saying, you know, Oregon is definitely looking good for next year. Obviously, at least win the Pac-12. But we'll preview that a little bit later. Let's get back into the draft. What do you think about T.J. Hockenson going to Detroit?
Yeah, good pick. That was one of my favorite picks. I mean, he's a great tight end. I think he's a guy who really can make some plays. So, yeah, good pick.
And, of course, another one that we saw was the Packers getting Rashawn Gary. We thought Noah Fant was going to go, but what were the Packers thinking here?
I think what happened was Fant might have been top on their board, but then Gary dropped, and then they saw Gary there, and he was probably high on their board, and that's who they went with.
Yeah, I noticed that too. But overall, like, how'd you think the Packers do? Did in this draft?
You know what? It's like, I was really annoyed at first. Now when I go back and look at it, you got Rashawn Gary. He has a lot of upside. You know, there's some question marks with his health and even his motor. Savages, I didn't know him really. But I guess he was really rising on draft boards. I guess he's a big-time athlete, and he's unbelievably fast, ran one of the fastest 40s at the combine. He made some plays at Maryland, and so they traded up to get him. Why they traded up and traded away 2 fourth rounds to get him, I don't know. then they got the center guard guy from Mississippi State. Don't know a lot about him. Whatever. I like Sternberger. He's a good pass catcher, the tight end from A&M. And a pass receiving tight end is something they needed. I like that pick. I'm trying to remember. They drafted another lineman. They drafted an inside linebacker from TCU. I thought it was an extremely average pick. They drafted the running back from Notre Dame. People think they got pretty good value there. They thought he probably was better than a sixth-round pick. So he's possibly a running back that can make some noise. So, I would say okay.
Let me read you what the Packers got. They got Darnell Savage Jr. from Maryland. They got Elkton Jenkins from Mississippi State. He's a center. They got Jay Sternberger, tight end, Texas A&M. And they got Kingsley Kike from Texas A&M. Kadar Holman, cornerback from Toledo. Dexter Williams from Notre Dame, running back. Ty Summers. He's from TCU.
Yep.
And that's it. No Noah Fant. But they did get a tight end, though. So.
Yeah, I like the Sternberger pick. I get, you know, Gary for value where you got him and a guy with a lot of upside. And that's about it. They didn't draft any big-time receivers. It was an okay draft. That's all. I'll just leave it at that.
Montez Sweat did, after all, go to the first get out in the first round.
Yep. Yeah, he did.
Redskins. Interesting. The Patriots picked Stidham. Do you think there's anything you could read into this, or just got Stidham?
That's what everyone. Well, he's drafted higher than Brady. But that's what everyone consistently says. When someone gets drafted by that, oh, this guy's the heir apparent. Jacoby Brissett, heir apparent. Jimmy Garoppolo, heir apparent. I don't know. I think, wasn't it Ryan Mallett, heir apparent. Cliff Kingsbury, he's now a head coach. Heir apparent, and they never are the heir apparent. So I don't know. Who knows? I would doubt it for some reason. But yeah, that's not a bad pick.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. I mean, Stidham is not great, but he's good.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick, though. Yeah, it's a good pick.
Now, back to Kingsbury. I mean, it felt like, okay, maybe Arizona might have picked something, you know, completely different. I heard they were going to trade down. But it turned out to be Kyler Murray after all.
Yeah. I mean, they ended up drafting Kyler. So, you know, I kind of thought they were. I thought the rest was a bunch of hubbub. You know, there was a little bit of noise. I think they do that to get interest into the draft. I'm convinced now. It's like the second or third time I've heard. The only time that it actually came to fruition was the one year that it was supposed to be Reggie Bush, and then all of a sudden, last second, they decided to draft Mario Williams.
Wow.
Other than that, it's been a bunch of garbage. They always say that it's going to – they're going a different way, and every time, oh, I'm not going to draft this person. I mean, Baker Mayfield kind of came out of nowhere last year.
You think so?
Yeah, he wasn't the favorite. No, Mayfield wasn't the favorite at all.
Yeah, those four quarterbacks last year, they were all kind of like leveled, it felt like.
Well, it was Darnold. I thought it was always Darnold until the very end, and then all of a sudden Mayfield jumped him. I think a lot of people thought Darnold was going to be the number one pick for a long time, but yep. Last second. And first pick, Baker Mayfield. So, yeah. I remember there was starting to be noise of that a nice couple weeks.
And then he took a picture of himself that kind of looked like Brett Favre. The Raiders select the first running back in the draft, Josh Jacobs. How do you see that fit in Oakland?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's who I had them taken, so it's a good pick.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That was a good prediction. I really thought the draft was really good this year. Man, we watched the first 2 days pretty closely. I think the third day was we kind of waned off.
You said by the third day?
Yeah.
I think it went the third day, so it's always exhausting. And also, you know, just people that are not, you can still find, look, Tom Brady was drafted in the third day. And there's been a lot of great players, Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. I mean, there's tons of great players in the NFL that drafted third day, but they're not as much a household name, so. It's not surprising that by the third day, people are kind of showing.
So for college football, obviously all these predictions are happening this week for some reason. What are people saying about Oregon football next season?
We're favored to win the Pac by most. You know, I've seen a couple recently, actually, post-spring. People are kind of liking Utah, too. Pretty close between Utah and Oregon, wow. To be honest with you. In Utah, it's funny. The guy, he doesn't ever have big-time recruiting classes, but he develops talent good. You know, he had five guys drafted. He had the second most draft picks in the Pac-12 to Utah. So he does a good job of developing the guys he has, and he has some good players next year. He's a good running back, pretty good quarterback. He has a good defensive backfield. So, yeah, you can't ever count Kyle Whittingham out. And, I think people are liking Oregon. They probably, on paper, have the most talented team. I think they actually, there's a lot of, you know, it's so early in the next year's draft process, but, you know, there's a random, like, 7-round mock draft, and the person had two Oregon Ducks drafted in the first round, and one in the second and up two in the third, and then another guy late, and then I saw another draft that had a couple ducks going in the first round. So, you know, there's a pretty good chance. I think when all said and done, they could get like 6 to 8 guys drafted next year, which would probably be number one in the Pac-12, probably in the top five even nationally. So they have a pretty good team next year, and we'll see how it all comes together and see how they play. But, yeah, I think as of right now, I think they're going to have a pretty good season next year.
Before
and they have been quarterback, so yeah.
You know, back to the draft, which team do you think that had a good draft overall?
I mean, like Colin Cowherd said, I think only time will really tell. I mean, yeah. who did I think had a decent draft? I mean, I think New England always drafts their own way and it's always pretty successful. He said Denver Broncos. I think Denver Broncos had a solid draft. You know, the Ravens. Ravens got some wide receivers. They need to get some weapons for Ravens, and Marquise Brown was a good pick. And drafted someone else. Can't think right off the top of my head. But
I'm looking for
it now. I also
Marquise Brown.
No, yeah, I know Marquise Brown. I said Marquise
Ferguson,
Brown.
Who's the other? Miles Boykin.
Okay. Miles Boykin. So the first couple picks you get, Marquise Brown, Miles Boykin. I mean, you're trying to help Lamar out, and you got a slot guy and an outside guy. So I think that's pretty good.
And they got Trace McSorley.
Yeah, that was kind of a backup option, and that's not bad. I don't think he's going to be any great in the NFL, which is my opinion. who are you laughing about?
You're like, no, never mind.
He's just not really an NFL quarterback. I don't see it, but you never know. I also trying to think of someone else's draft. NFL draft. Let me pull up.
He's pulling it up on his phone.
I'm going to go off the list while I'm going. Cardinals, you know, they obviously got, you know, Murray. They had Andy Isabella. I thought that was a decent pick. I did not like the Falcons. So I'm going, in alphabetical order. They didn't address any defensive line, and that's their weakness. They really didn't make a lot of sense with their draft. A lot of people said that was not a great draft by them. Ravens, not bad. The Bills, they got that tight end, Dawson Knox, who's from Ole Miss, supposed to be a pretty good athlete. He could be a good receiver. He could be helping Josh Allen out. And same with Devin Singletary. He was a very prolific running back out of Florida Atlantic. So, you know, those could be some decent picks. Panthers, Burns, you know, he's a guy who's going to come off the edge. He's going to do some plays. Other than that, they didn't do a whole lot. Bears. They had, you know, Dave Montgomery. He could be a good running back. Not a whole lot for Cincinnati I was interested in. Probably Cleveland. You know, Greedy Williams is a pretty good pick. He's a top corner. He's supposed to be a first-round pick most of the time. He's not a great tackler, though. Dallas, not a whole lot. You know, Denver ended up landing Locke. We'll see how that ends up lasting. I thought Denver overall had a decent draft. They drafted some pretty good players. The Lions, Hoskins is a good player. I think he's pretty good. Green Bay, probably, once again, I'd say their biggest pick was Sternberger. Texans, not a whole lot. I like Paris Campbell. He can fly. I think that's going to be a good weapon for Locke. He needs some weapons. I thought Jaguars kind of got lucky because Juwan Taylor dropped. He was supposed to be their pick in the first round. He dropped all the way to the second round. He ended up being their pick. So
wow. That's awesome.
Could end up being decent value for them. Kansas City's losing guys. They did get Mecole Hardman, who possibly could help with some of the losses they had with, like, Tyreek Hill.
You think losing D. Ford was a big deal?
For Kansas City?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of losses they've had this offseason and going into last year. First, they lost that running back who hit the girl. Then they lost Tyreek Hill, who I think he's going to be in pretty bad trouble. I think that he's lost some weapons. I mean, that's never a good thing. So,
no.
But I think Mecole Hardman's a pretty good player out of Georgia. So like, he could possibly – I mean, I think Mahomes is a really good quarterback. So, you know, that's someone that helped. Chargers, I like that free safety kid they got. The Dolphins didn't do a whole lot necessarily in this draft, but the thing was, you know, they got Josh Rosen, so we'll see how that happens.
Then the next Dan Marino.
Yeah. Vikings, you know, they actually ended up getting Dylan Mitchell, who was a seventh-round pick, was a very prolific receiver for the Ducks. They also got Irv Smith. You know, they definitely tried to get some weapons around Kirk Cousins. We'll see how that ends up. Patriots, you know, they got N'Keal Harry, a wide receiver. They got Chase Winovich, a guy who was a very good defensive lineman for Michigan. He actually had the better numbers than Rashawn Gary. So could be some big Saints didn't do a whole lot. The Giants, you know, the Giants got Daniel Jones, and at the end of the day, they'll be judged upon that.
That will
be where they're judged. They took Dexter Lawrence, which I thought was a little bit of a reach at 17, and then they took DeAndre Baker, who we'll see how he traded back in the first round to get DeAndre Baker. I thought he was a third corner. I didn't think he had a great combine. I would have taken Byron Murphy, and I would have possibly taken Greedy Williams over him. I mean, kind of a weird draft of Giants. If you want to ask me from right now, Falcons and Giants, I don't know. I don't think their draft was good, but time will tell.
Yeah.
And just to go over, the Jets, you know, when you get Quentin Williams, who might be the best player, I think that was, they didn't really do much. The rest of the draft was pretty, like, meh. But a bunch of guys, like Polite, a bunch of guys kind of with question marks. But their first pick was good. Raiders, not a bad draft for the Raiders. I like Renfro. I think he's going to be a pretty, like, good slot. I like Jacobs. Celine Farrell's an odd pick, but I think Celine Farrell's going to be a good player. I didn't think he should have gone that high at number four, but he's still going to be a good pro player.
They see things that we don't see.
But I like that. I like the draft. I like the draft. I like the Eagles. I liked Miles Sanders. I liked J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Those are two good players. And they got them in the second round. So I like that. I like that draft for them. Steelers don't have much to say about them. Niners got Nick Bosa. It's a good pick.
I love Nick Bosa.
Seattle, we'll see. You know, they got DK Metcalf, who's supposed to be a first-round player, and fell in the second round. They also, who did they get in the first round?
Seattle? Let me look for it. Yeah, they got LJ Collier.
Yeah, that's a weird pick. Okay, that's right. that was a strange pick. They got Ugo Amadi, who was kind of a do-everything guy for Oregon. So he went there. I mean, not bad. I don't really have much to say about the Buccaneers other than they got who did the Buccaneers get in the first round again?
Let me get that. Buccaneers.
No, it wasn't.
They got Devin White.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Same with Bengals. With
He's
Devin
a beast.
Bush. I like Devin White, Devin Bush. For the Steelers, Devin Bush. For Tampa Bay, Devin White. Those are two really good first round players. I think they're going to both be very good linebackers. Captains of the defense. I think those are, that's just getting those guys alone made those drafts decent for those guys. I love A.J. Brown, the Titans. He might be my favorite receiver in this draft. And Mariota needed weapons. So I really, really, really liked that pick. And then the Redskins ended up with Dwayne Haskins. I think, you know, it could be good. I'm not amazingly high on Haskins. I kind of said on Sportscast, something about his attitude. It's a little alarming too. But, I hope the best for the kid.
Well, anyways, the NFL draft, you know, mixed feelings. Next year's draft is going to be really more exciting. We got a couple quarterbacks coming into the fray.
Maybe.
It's going to be a great prediction show. Can't wait for that. Looking forward to it. And other college football news, Alabama football made a splash on the recruiting trail Monday night as top 50 athlete Drew Sanders flipped his commitment from Oklahoma to Alabama after visiting Tuscaloosa. Was that a big flip?
I guess.
You don't know much about him.
I was too focused on the Oregon Ducks 4-star, Miles Plusher from Oklahoma.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about him.
He's good. He's a safety. He can play corner. He's basically, he can play any defensive back position. So it didn't get a lot of noise because Alabama did that. But this guy's good. He's not a top 100 player, but he's top 100 by 247. So I think he's a good player. And a couple days before, they got Luke Hill, a 4-star from out in Maryland. And a week before that, they got 2 4-stars. They flipped Jaden Nevada from LSU, and they got a commitment from Chris Hudson, a 4-star wide receiver from St. John Prosco Prep in California. So the last week has been nice to the Ducks. They've gotten 4 4-star recruits, and they're trending with a couple others, including a 5-star wide receiver called Johnny Wilson. So, yeah, they're doing pretty. And a 4-star top 100 quarterback in Jay Butterfield. And they're still in it with 5-star quarterback DJ Ogadale, who's leaning Clemson, but Ducks still give him a run. So Oregon's doing good. First in Pac-12, which is really, you got to win your conference, then you go nationally. Right now, it's probably not on the Alabama, Clemson, Georgia level, but at least they're out-recruiting the rest of their conference.
Hey, it takes time.
Yeah, that's all we get. And then eventually, beat Bama.
That's the name of the game. Speaking about Bama, Dabo Sweeney got a new contract from Clemson, and part of the contract said that if you leave Clemson to Alabama, you got to pay Clemson back 50% of your salary. How about that?
Yeah. How dare you? I don't think he's going to leave. If you had asked me like 3-4 years ago, I was like, yeah, Dabo's going to leave. He's from Alabama, went to Alabama, was was a graduate assistant at Alabama. I'm like, he's going to Bama. But he went and ruined it. He won 2 national titles in Clemson. And so since then, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't think he leaves. So I mean, I'm not going to say 100% because he's, like I said, he's from Bama, played for Bama, was a grad assistant at Bama, but it's kind of tough to leave when you're doing so well.
Was he there when Cristobal was there?
Was he at Bama?
Yeah, they were there at two completely different times. I remember. Sorry.
Not completely different times. he never coached with Saban. Cristobal coached under Saban.
Yeah.
Sweeney was there. I think he was a grad assistant under maybe Gene Stallings. I think he played under Gene Stallings, and I think he was a grad assistant under him too.
Wow.
But no, he's not. He is definitely him and Mario Cristobal do not have any connections together.
Sweeney gets a 10-year contract for $93 million, so he definitely has a good amount of income coming in for the next couple of years, and they're keeping their coaching staff, they're keeping things intact, and we'll see if a dynasty is going to happen. Anything else before we head into predictions?
It's like a fire alarm going. I'm staying at a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Always. All right, well, I'll have to leave. If I start burning, I'm going to have to stop doing predictions.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, predictions. Okay, NBA. The Celtics at Milwaukee. Boston's up 1-0 in the series.
They look pretty good.
They do. They stopped Giannis pretty good on that.
I want Milwaukee to win. I'm going to pick Milwaukee.
That's not far from your house. Milwaukee's what, like 2 hours?
Yeah, about 5, 4.
It's not too far, but anyways.
Not too far.
Rockets at Golden State. This is an interesting series because there were a lot of fouls that were not called, but Golden State won by 4. So this might be tighter than
you mean that James Harden, who tries to just get fouls all the time? Or, yeah, good. Glad they didn't call him. He's a loser. Warriors.
Warriors go up 2-0.
You know what? I'm still boycotting the NFL, by the way.
NBA.
NBA.
And NFL might as well. No. You still watch the NFL, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, of course. NBA, I'm watching this whole series, this whole playoffs, and so far so good. And random question of the day, what is your favorite character from Toy Story? Woody, Rex, Buzz, or Mr. Potato Head?
Probably, I mean, I guess Buzz.
No one likes Buzz.
No one. Well, I was always called Buzz Lightyear as a kid, so I kind of like him. Who does everyone like?
Woody.
Got it.
Woody's, you know, he was the guy, like the favorite.
Tells you how much I know. Tells you how much I know Toy Story.
did you see the Avengers this past weekend?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I actually, talking about boycotting the NBA, I definitely won't boycott Hollywood.
You know something? I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I'm not a fan of Hollywood. I'll probably see just Star Wars and certain movies, but I don't go to the movies every year or every month.
I really support faith-based films like Unplanned. I went to that, and I went to The Case for Christ, and I went to the Gosnell movie. So it's any movie based upon faith or pro-life, or like, I'll go to those, every single one. But when it goes to the the propaganda they push all the time is I just don't like that stuff.
Yeah, and plus, like the quality,
it turned me off.
It's just not.
Yeah, the quality, it's not as good anymore. I mean, granted, there is some really good actors. I do like certain actors a lot. Remember, I have been an actor, so. I mean, there is an art to it. There's a lot that I appreciate. And there's some actors, even if I don't like their political views, which I wish they'd keep to themselves, I always will like Edward Norton. I think he's phenomenal. I love King Phoenix. I love Gary Oldman. I love Daniel Day-Lewis. So there's certain actors I'll probably watch or stuff. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, give me a great actor. I know he's just going to play and do an amazing performance. I will focus on that.
Do you like Bradley Cooper?
He's all right. I mean, he's a good actor. Yeah, he's a good actor. But I like most of the actors I like are guys that, like, they're trained in theater. They went through Stella Adler and were probably masters in theater. and just like everything, I think people that are really well learned at anything are just phenomenal, and probably some natural talent goes with it. But I mentioned, I'd say Edward Norton, Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman. I'm trying to think of some other actors. Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, those are some of my favorites.
There you go. There's Tyler's Hollywood favorites. How can people reach you? Wait, first of all, how did you feel about doing Twitter during the draft days?
Well, it was fun. I think halfway through I started, me and Justin were kind of like running into each other, so it was kind of getting confusing.
You were
like, did I just say that? Yeah, I was like, did I just say that? And they're like, oh, no, he did. Well, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was fun, like, you know, just getting that all together. And yeah, I'm going to continue to put some stuff up on there.
Yeah, there's some interactions. There were some interactions I saw with the fans. We're going back and forth, through, you know, certain teams that are more.
Oh, yeah.
Outspoken. I think, like, the Steelers.
Alabama especially.
Of course. They got, like, the most picks, I think, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, but there's also a lot of Bama fans on your site. So
for some reason.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
We got to bring in, like, cool. The Ducks and the Packers.
That's fine. We got to get the Ducks, Packers, Tiger Woods fans on there.
That's right. If you're not tweeting on the Sportscast, how can people reach you?
At TurnerCast. I tweet on there, too.
At the TurnerCast. And, guys, follow us on the Sportscast 1. We have so much excitement, some back and forth. Even some Alabama players like our tweets, so there's some legitimacy in our Twitter. But, yeah, we are on the Sportscast.net getting ready for college football, NBA playoffs. We're following. We'll probably get Victor or Justin tomorrow, talk about a little bit about the playoffs. And, of course, the summer. Oh, summer's looming, but it'll be a nice break until college football and NFL begins again. Anyways, Tyler, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, bro.